Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much, Rachel. I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. Last Friday, I shared with you a few verses that I think might help you if you're struggling in this holiday season. And the more and more I talk with people in the middle of this pandemic Christmas, the more I realize how many people are frustrated with so many things. If I had to pick one piece of scripture to share with you if you're struggling in this season, either with the loss of someone or the loss of income or the challenge that has come with everything 2020, I think I would use this psalm because God has used it to do so much healing in my heart over the years. If I could, I would walk you through each verse of the 27th Psalm and tell you exactly what God had taught me. But honestly, I don't know that how God helps me has a lot to do with how he wants to help you, because God has this universal understanding, but a deep and intimate personal recommendation and healing plan for you. So I trust that today is a part of a prescription that might help you as you walk with him. Psalm 27, verse 13 says this: I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh boy, I want to read that again. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, the real key here is what you choose to see in the middle of a pandemic Christmas. As you look around this season, look for the goodness of God, and I promise you, you will find it. Find the hope, find the joy, find the peace. And when we don't look for the good, we don't find it, especially when grief is overwhelming in our life. So work fiercely to see what God has in store for you today. Today, make this choice. I am going to look for that which God is at work doing, knowing he is at work in, around, and for me. Psalms goes on in the 34th Psalm in verse 4, and it says this: I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, fear is bound to walk with grief, isn't it? But fear also walks with us in every step of a pandemic. It is the questions, it is the longing, the what ifs and the how comes, and where is God in the middle of all this? But God's listening, and God is willing to deliver on his promises. It might be that everything looks like it used to. It might not be that life takes a turn for the better and all feels like we're just right with the world and having a Bing Crosby White Christmas moment. But seeking will always lead to seeing. Did you get that? I mean, this is a powerful picture of the Psalms, that seeking after God always leads to seeing God. And what we see is what we get. And if we choose to see the deliverance and the hope that God offers us, we'll choose to walk in that deliverance, not in our depression. If we choose to live in fear, then we'll remain bound in that fear. God loves us so dearly that he lets us choose that. But the scriptures tell us in 1 John 4:18 that perfect love casts out fear. And this love comes from the presence of God. We know that because God has said to us that he is love. The very definition of it, the very presence of it, that love is God and God is love. So if God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, let us choose to run to him today. A heart that is hurting can often feel like a heart that is troubled. It's the unsteady, shaking, trembling feeling, but these are real feelings that when we run into the presence of God, he soothes and he calms and he brings peace where there seems to be chaos. Today, my friend, run to his arms. He's waiting for you.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.